Welcome to QuakeCast, the podcast for id Software's classic Quake and the games it inspired.
Hello, Quakers, and welcome to another episode of the QuakeCast. Today, we're going to be talking to Nationwide Moose, who's kind of new on the scene, and he is bringing us the U.S. Quake community.
It's a Discord community based around Doom, Quake 1 through Quake 3, and there's more on the horizon. But it's one of those things that when I discovered it, we had to have him on the show because it's such a great resource for anyone who's interested in multiplayer gaming in the Quake scene. And the other thing is he started with Quake Champions and kind of segued back to these older games and has really kind of been bitten by the Quake 1, 2, 3 and Doom bug. So it's great to have Nationwide Moose on the show this week.
On top of that, we also get to hear about his really crazy job, which I was really interested in when he was talking about it.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that has worked in this field, so it's really fascinating. Stay tuned.
By the way, Dump Truck, did you know that I'm bad?
You're Nationwide.
Yes, I'm bad. I'm Nationwide.
I was a console gamer my whole life. Started out playing the Super Nintendo. I was born in 1993, so Doom was kind of a big thing around that time. And actually, one of the first games I ever touched was Doom on the Super Nintendo, which, I mean, it's probably kind of strange. I had no idea what I was doing, but it seemed fun. I was just a hand with this pistol going around shooting at these monsters. But that game kind of really stuck with me, and then stuck with console, Nintendo 64, Xbox. The Xbox 360 when I was in high school, Call of Duty was the big thing. Call of Duty 4 in particular. Me and my friends in high school, when we'd get home from school every day, that's what we would do all evening, was just play TDM.
Yeah, that game was huge.
That game is probably kind of what defined me as playing online multiplayer games. I really loved that.
Okay.
But then keep going on. Kind of was just a console guy. Played Doom 3. Played Doom 2016. Really enjoyed that game. I thought that was a fantastic redub. Really well done. And through talking about it, one of my coworkers at work is a good bit older than me. He's in his 40s, but we were talking about Doom and all that because he was into video games, and he showed me a trailer for Quake Champions, which I'd heard of Quake, but I never had played it. So I saw that trailer and it looked amazing. So I talked about getting my own PC for like a year before I ever even got one. But I finally just caught a Black Friday sale on Dell.com, and I got an Alienware. No, I didn't build one, but my next one I do intend to build. And got Quake Champions, really liked it. Kind of quit playing it for a little while. Got big into the PUBG thing when it was really big. And then later got back into Quake Champions. I was trying to practice a lot. I was trying to do my strafe jumping, practicing my rocket jumping, trying to get better at duels. And I kept hearing people talk about like Quake 3 and all that stuff back in the day. And I was kind of, originally what I was thinking of doing was making a Discord for Quake Champions where I could find people and we could play non-competitive custom games because CTF had just come out and I was really enjoying that. And I thought it would be better to have, a group of people together to play custom games. And then for no reason in particular, one day, I went on GOG and I bought Quake the Offering to drop the original Quake. And I just loved it. That has to be one of my favorite campaigns that I've ever played. And it's not, I know it's not much to it other than just go and kill, but I just love it. So then that kind of turned into, what about the multiplayer scene? I got to researching that and found the Easy Quake and got in the Quake World Discord. And the problem I was having was It was mostly all duels, which I'm not a big competitive person, and it was tough jumping in them duels with those people that's been playing for a long time on DM4, and you just get wrecked hard. They have the spawns memorized. They can hear you spawn. As soon as you pop out, you're just getting rocketed in the face.
But, yep.
And the only free-for-all I could find tended to be on a server, I believe, in Germany. So it's a fun server. Like, when I work night shifts at work, when I knock off in the mornings, I still play on that server. But the ping, my ping is like 120, which isn't that bad, being that it's in Germany, but it's a slight delay. But I knew that there had to be other people located, you know, in North America that I could try to find and make a place where we could play and have our own kind of community, not to be exclusive per se, but just events would be in our time zones. We would have good pings to, you know, servers within the country and that sort of thing. And that's kind of how it went from trying to be a Quake Champions pickup games Discord to what it is now.
So that's cool. You would say that Quake Champions actually got you into the rest of the series playing Quake 1?
Absolutely.
See, that's great to hear, because I know we have a lot of purists out there who won't even try Quake Champions just based on the fact that it's a newer game. And it's really cool to hear that someone was like, hey, I'm going to try out the rest of the games, and actually got into Quake 1 because of that. So that's really cool.
I don't think I'm the only one either. I think there's, you know, in our community, I've noticed we have a wide range of various ages. You know, we have people who are older, and I'm 26, so they were probably playing the original Quake when they were my age. And now, you know, here I am, 26, and Quake Champions comes out, and that spurred me to get to the original. And I've noticed in the community we have people, you know, ranging from high school to, you know, people in their 40s and 50s and such.
Yeah, and that's true. Like, I'm one of those people who played a lot of Quake multiplayer back in the 90s. I played a lot of Team Fortress and Deathmatch and all that stuff. And to the point where I actually pretty much ignored the single player game. I only actually played through the whole single player game probably three or four years ago, because I was so into multiplayer, just never crossed my mind to actually play the game. But yeah, it's great, and it's kind of addicting, isn't it?
Yeah. Extremely. Especially like the bunny hopping. Like, when I first started, like, I was doing Netquake, and don't get me wrong, I still love Netquake, but I kind of talking, you know, when the community was very small and just starting to bud out, I asked, and, you know, everyone was like, look, let's do Quake World. I was like, okay. So after, you know, talking with some people and kind of figuring some things out, just the whole bunny hopping thing and the way the physics handle in Quake World, just how fast momentum, that's so addicting.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's a different feel than Quake World, obviously. And I'm definitely more of a Netquake kind of player, just because I focus on single player these days. But there is something, you know, even last night when I was on Quake 2, that feeling that you get when you're playing that just slight change in the physics is a blast. And it's a challenge. You're challenging yourself to kind of nail that movement and increase your speed. So very cool. And it's, you know, like you say, addicting.
It's like a constantly, I finally got my config kind of to where I'm happy. And SysCon, actually, we just become admin in the community, is, you know, a big part of the Quake World community. He's really a humongous help with all that kind of stuff, as far as helping you figure out the plus fire binds, getting to 1,001 frames per second, all that kind of stuff is a pretty big deal. And play in Quake World.
When you sort of jumped over to Quake 1 from Quake Champions, what is your verdict on Quake 1 deathmatch versus the Quake Champions stuff? Do you still go back to Champions? Is Quake 1 sort of like your only game now, or how do you approach that?
So Quake, with the community, Quake 1, Quake 2, Quake 3 at the moment are kind of my main games. it's not because I don't want to play champions. It's just my time. I can't. Between the events and, you know, keeping an eye on the Discord and trying to post on the internet and find people to bring into the Discord and working on servers, yeah. the time for, like, besides the event nights, those 2-3 hours, most of my day I sit on the computer and I do game related stuff that's anything but playing the game, you know?
Right.
Yes, we hear you. We totally get it. So let me ask you a little bit about how you've got things structured over on the Discord, because it's really well done. You have all the – I had to go on there and ask a couple of things, but it's just because I didn't have the time to kind of really dive in. But you have, like, you've got announcements, you've got everything. It's just a really well-run board, in my opinion. I love this role report thing that you have where you have reactions and you people will be automatically assigned a role. I don't even know how that works. I don't want to know how it works, but basically if you want to, so RC, if you want to play like Quake 2, you click on, you know, a Quake 2, reaction and adds, and then automatically you're kind of assigned that role. And it's, so it's really cool. So when they have events, you get a, you know, when things are starting up, you get, you know, a notification directly. I guess it's automated, Moose, you tell me, but it is really cool. And all the information, all the links for each of the individual games are there. So you've got Doom, Quake, Quake 2, Quake 3, and the configs, which kind of threw me a little bit. But basically, it's all the links you need, all the manuals you need, everything's laid out perfectly. So if anybody who's listening to the podcast wants to get into multiplayer, especially in North America, this is a really well-run kind of resource, and that's what I just wanted to bring that up, because we haven't really talked too much about the actual kind of service that you're providing to the community.
So as far as the Discord goes, when I first made it, it was a very basic Discord server, because I am not what you would probably call a very artistic person. I don't have an eye for neatness or that kind of thing. I never have. So it was very basic. It was just, I had a couple voice channels and a general text channel, and that's how it started. But the first thing I did was, when we had a few people, I realized, okay, I'm gonna need some help. So I asked who would like to be an admin, and Messiah messaged me and said, I'm interested in being an admin. So I talked with him. He became our first admin. And then another member of our community, Johnny Lou, I believe you played. I know he was playing Quake 2 with us last night.
Oh, I'll never forget him. Yeah. All those nice rails up my ass.
He is quite a character, yeah. He has a really keen eye for making things look proper and typing things with proper grammar and all that kind of things. He wanted to neaten up the Discord, so that's how the staff role came about, and he was our first staff member, and he really is the one to thank for the layout of the Discord, between having the Elder Gods realm, which is kind of where the leadership, like, we can do the announcements. It's not automated. I have to go in there and type at Quake or at Quake 2, at Quake 3, and it sends, if you have that role selected, you'll get that notification. Like, I put one out, like, let's see. So we're having a duel event tonight. So there'll be a notification, duel event starts in 8 hours, and then another one later on, you know, 2 hours, and then 15 minutes till the duel event. And the configs thing, that was something I recognized with these old games, because I was never much of a retro gamer until recently, and learning all about source ports and how to properly install them and config them, when you're new to that, it's kind of overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
So I tried a lot of source ports, and members of my staff had tried a lot of source ports, and we come up with these lists of what we find were the best, and attempted to try to make it as clear as we could on how to set it up. So if you join the Discord, you can go to the Doom configs. You can go to Steam and buy the Classic, which comes with all the Dooms. And then you can go and you can download Zandronum and Odamex. I have that linked where you can get your multiplayer clients. you can click on zdoom.org and you can go on there and get GZ Doom, which is my favorite Doom single player client. I really can't get over how in love I am with GZ Doom. But it's the same thing with Quake. I have Quake Spasm is the one I have linked. And I said I recommended it for NetQuake play. And that's kind of the one I use when I'm running maps, you know, which I've started to delve into. And Quake World, I have NQuake linked. And then the same thing with Quake 2 and Quake 3. But as far as the roles, that's a bot called the YAG PDB.xyz bot. Kind of an interesting name. But kind of how that it had the auto roll feature, because I was in another Discord that had this bot, and basically you go in the settings on the website for the bot and you create a group. So I made a group called Games, and then I added the games in the order of their release date, and Johnny made emojis for them all. And the way it works is you set it up where you go into the channel you make, so like our roll report channel, and you have a command, and then the bot comes in there, and it's like, okay, the first game on the list, Doom, react with the emoji you want to associate. So we have a Doom emoji, then a Quake emoji, a Team Fortress, Quake 2, Quake 3, Quake 4, Quake Wars, which we haven't got into Quake 4 and Quake Wars yet, and Quake Live and Quake Champions. So you can go to that roll report channel and just click that emoji and assign yourselves those roles. And what that allows us to do is minimize the at everyone spam, which I know everybody hates. Sometimes I have to do it. Like last night, right before the Quake 2 event, I was eating supper and I started getting pings and people were like, hey, the Quake 2 server's down. Something's wrong with it. So I'm like, So I run in here and I pull it up, and I'd restarted it earlier that day just to have a fresh restart on it for the event, and something had happened and it had quit. So I had to pop that back up real quick. So I had to shout at everyone that it's back up, because I wanted to make sure everyone knows, because not everyone has still done the role thing yet, even though they play some of the games.
I was just looking at it, and I was a doofus. I put on Quake Champions, and I realized, oh, duh. So I meant to put on Quake 1. So I've adjusted that. But I wanted to see the counts here with your community. So you've got Quake 1 is in the lead. Then you have Quake 3 and Doom very close after Quake 3. So it is really cool to kind of see who's playing. And, you know, there's a voting system where you're like, hey, who wants to play a mod, or, you know. So I will say this is exactly what I was looking for, you know, probably, gosh, a month and a half ago. Because I'm like, God, there's got to be a U.S., you know, contingent of people that play in the United States. Because a lot of times I get on Quake World servers and they're overseas, and I just don't have a good ping. But so this was exactly what I was looking for, and it's kind of the way you've got it set up is really a dream. So I highly recommend people jumping in there. So it looks like you've got plans to kind of move forward and kind of branch out into these other games. It sounds like you're in that awesome honeymoon, Quake honeymoon phase, and you're trying to catch up, you know, make up for lost time. So just kind of pace yourself, man, because we don't want to lose you.
But,
but last night, I will say the server set up great. You used the voice chat on Discord, and it really brought me back. I know RC was busy last night, but I was like, dude, I'm jumping on, I'm going for it. And I was consistently at the bottom of the leaderboard. Which was, you know, it's a badge of honor for me. At least I was on the leaderboard.
And that's okay. One of my big things is I try to make it, I don't want to be, unless the community just screams at me and says, we want it. I don't ever necessarily want to be competitive. You know, I want to have a Discord where everyone, we just play the game because we love the game and we have a good time playing the game. Now, I mean, we have tournaments on Saturday, but it's not like a big recognition tournament, or you're not going to win a prize. You just kind of get, you're the champion of the week. And that's one thing we do currently for Quake and Quake 3. We have a Quake 3 tournament and we have a Quake tournament. And whoever wins those, they get the champion of the week role, and they get to stand out from the rest of the crowd in their roles.
I love that. Because I'm not really in, I don't know if I'll be around, but I might jump in there and just to be cannon fodder for somebody. but I love that because I'm not that competitive either. And I'll just say right now, one of the reasons I don't play Quake Champions is I know I'm going to jump in there and just be completely clueless. And I like objective-based team things like CTF. And so I know that I'll probably be a liability for my team for a couple hours until I kind of get the groove. So that's one of the reasons I'm not really into Quake Champions, because I can't really make a contribution that way. So I like that notion that, you know, it's not, unless people really want to go crazy and be super hyper competitive, it's more casual, which is great.
I'm not the best player either. I have improved from playing, but even on Quake Champions, and I have more time on it than I do any of the other Quakes so far. That's soon to change. But on there, I mostly play free-for-all because I can be as bad as I want. And the badder I am, the more people love it, because that's just better for them, you know.
That's great.
So
Moose, I got a question for you. I'm curious to know, what is the most popular game and mod and map and all that stuff on the server at the moment? Like, what is everybody gravitating towards?
Right now, the most popular game we're playing is Quake World, and I love it. We have the biggest turnout in our Quake World events. I have seen event nights on our free for all server where we had 15 plus people in the event, and it was just awesome. Complete insanity. You know? It's just rockets and lightning everywhere. The most popular map, that's kind of hard to say. We don't do a lot of vanilla maps, you know, the DM1 through DM6, because there's a lot of maps people made themselves that are a lot more popular, you know, like believe I call it Blood Run because I'm a Quake Champions player, but I believe the traditional name is ZTDM3. Hmm. That seems to have an iteration in every Quake game. That's a really good one that people like. Skull is another one people really like. One of my personal favorites right now is one called Ultra V, and it's kind of like a, I guess it's got to be Egyptian themed because it's got like some hieroglyphics and it's you know, the sand blocks and sandy. It's kind of small and tight. That, you know, that's probably my personal favorite we have right now.
Okay.
I love Claustrophobopolis too. I'm a DM2 freak, but I seem to be the only one in the world who loves that.
I love that map. No, that's great for with like 4 to 6 people. It's just so much fun. Even so, like a duel is fine if you know the map really well and you can bunny hop around. I mean, it's a little hunting, but I've had plenty of one-on-ones that were fun in that and kind of cat and mouse. But no, I'm a freak for that. That's one of the best Quake maps in general.
So I guess just talking right now, the way it stands on our servers, we have a free-for-all. We have capture the flag. Our most recent is we have a dual server. We have our own dual server. We have a co-op server that is FTE server, where the rest are, what do they call it? MV, SDV. And I got to give the credit to Messiah on this, because when I started this thing, my knowledge of running a server was nothing. So I was relying on other people that had servers to do the events on, and talking to Messiah, he knew a little bit about server hosting. So he found the DigitalOcean VPS service, and he got these servers up. So I give him the credit for that. But the neat thing about the FTE server is you can play co-op with your favorite NetQuake client or your favorite Quake World client, and you all can play together on one server. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Spike's the man, you know. FTE is not perfect, but it's very capable and super helpful, because that's what we were playing last week on stream. We had the FTE Quake World server going, and it's just setting it up was kind of very minor Because I know setting up, I hear you on that. Setting up a server is like, huh, what? Configs, all this stuff. You know, and that's, I know that's one of the barriers to entry for a lot of people. Otherwise, we'd probably see a hell of a lot more servers. I got to say, last night, I told you last night on this, when we were playing, I couldn't believe how many Quake 2 servers there were. I was like, wow, I haven't fired up Quake 2 in a long time. There's quite a few servers up.
Yeah, and I didn't even have Quake 2 on the radar at first. I had Quake World on my radar, and I had Quake 3 on my radar, and then Johnny kept nudging me, you know, Quake 2, and I'd had people tell me, they were like, oh yeah, Quake's great, but Quake 2, it's terrible. So that was kind of my opinion, even though I'd never tried it. So I said, okay, well, got to looking into it, and there is a lot of people still playing Quake 2, a lot of people, and the Tasty Spleen being one of the biggest. And so I got it, and I jumped into Tasty Spleen's free-for-all server, and man, I had a blast. It's a lot different. It's slower. The guns are fire slower. It's a very different pace from Quake World, which is lightning fast, but I still, something about it, just, I really enjoy. So I got the, what do they call it? Quake 2 something from GOG. A lot of my old games, I prefer to get them from Good Old Games, because they come with a lot of packages and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I got Yamagi Quake 2, which is what I'm using for the single player, and I've played through probably the first three or four levels. I found the secret level where you get the double barrel, and I'm having a really good time with it. And for our first Quake 2 event, I thought it went really well, and I'm really excited about that going forward, trying to find, bring Quake 2 people in and making Friday night Quake 2 a staple thing in the community. And the great thing about, so like we have Wednesday night Doom and we have Friday night Quake 2. And the good thing about that is, I'm sure it'll happen with Quake 2, with the Wednesday night Doom, we've brought in a lot of Doom players, and I love Doom. I've played that game forever, but a lot of those Doom players love the community so much that they went and got Quake or Quake 3 and played those, and they're really having a blast with those as well. So it kind of introduces everyone to these different games. And the same thing with Quake. We've had Quake players who never really played Doom multiplayer who download Zandronum and pop in our Doom server and have a blast on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I love that too, because I remember in the 90s when I was really into Quake 1, you know, Quake 2, Quake 3 came out, I just sort of absentmindedly got those games and just played them online with people because I was like, oh, it's the new Quake. Fast forward to now, it's interesting to see how, you know, each game has sort of like created its own bubble of its community, which was weird to me because I was like, it's all Quake. Why are we not all liking these games? I'm really glad to hear that your servers are actually bringing all these people together and trying different things they may not have otherwise played.
The Discord is, as of 2 days ago, 2 months old, and we are right at the verge of having 200 members. And I can't give thanks to the people, you know, my admin and my staff members enough, but I am just completely blown away by the interest and the amount of people coming in and playing. It really excites me.
Yeah, we've got to get more people. That's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the Quakecast, because you know, on the Quake Mapping Discord, you know, a lot of people will ask, well, like, where can I play or how do I do this and stuff. And it's like, all I have to do is just invite them to your server. I know the European community is great. I'm just not as familiar with those folks, the Quake World and you, I think. So I guess I got to reach out to those guys and try to, because we do have a lot of people that are overseas, that listen to the Quakecast, and so they're not going to want to join a US server. But like I say, I didn't have any information like who's playing, you know, just basically firing up a server and seeing if there's any populated servers. So, I mean, I can't stress enough how amazing this development is, because not only do you have the options of games, but it's, like I said before, super laid out really well. And this is the, that's the barrier for people. It needs to be brain, you know, you have to be able to just click and go and say, okay, well, this is how I set it up. Let's do it. I didn't even have Quake 2 on my machine last night, but you saw how quickly I was able to get in there. So, and I love that client, that Q2 Pro, I think it is. Is it Q2 Pro? I think it is.
Yes. Yeah.
That thing's awesome. I mean, it's basically, for people who don't know, it's very similar to, like a Quake Spasm type of experience. You just install it. Everything's ready to go except for a couple binds. Other than that, it was really painless for the Quake 2 stuff.
Yeah. Quake 2 Pro really runs well. The only drawback I find from a lot of like Quake 3 and Quake is the console commands seem to be vastly different but other than that, Q2 Pro runs great. And that's actually the server we're using is a Quake 2 Pro server, and it runs really great as well. And when I first made the Quake 2 server, it was just base DM. And it didn't really have all the features I wanted. So I found the Open FFA mod, which somebody recommended to me. And actually, the guy that did Q2 Pro did this mod. And it's a fantastic mod. It doesn't change the game, but it adds some very nice things, like having a game clock where you can, because that can be important if you're one of those people that time, okay, I got the quad, so I'm going to try to strafe jump around and take a few people out, and I'm gonna try to be back right at the time when it respawns or stuff like that. So that's pretty important to have, and it adds, you know, it actually logs the high scores for every map, where like I know me and a few people testing the server last week, when it come event night this week, it, you know, when someone beat the high score, it showed our score from last week and it showed it this week. So it permanently records those high scores, so you can see on this map who has got the most frags ever. And I find that to be really cool as well.
Yeah, that threw me because I'd never seen that on a server. You know, I don't play a ton of multiplayer, but on some of these older kind of Quake World clients and things like that, I've never seen that before. But the other thing I hate is it shows your efficiency. And so it's like, oh man, I really do suck. But yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. I mean, I know I'm gushing about Q2 Pro, but you know, for me to be able to double click on the thing, launch it, and it's recognizing my 144 hertz monitor and the resolution instantly, that's huge for a game that's, you know, coming up on 20 plus years old. So it just makes things so much easier. So we have to evangelize this stuff because there's a lot of choices out there. One thing I will ask you, have you come across, so you're familiar with, what is it, Quaddicted? Which is the Quake 1 kind of single player site. Are you familiar with that website?
Yes. I haven't had a lot of time to do custom content. I've done a little bit and I really love it. And I think Quaddicted is kind of an amazing place.
What I wanted to ask you is, have you, I know for Quake 3 there's a level, but have you come across anything like that for Quake 2? Because I'm just, I mean, I suppose I could use Google, but I'm just wondering if there's a resource for, I guess it would be Tasty Spleen then, for Quake 2, where you can find single player campaigns and multiplayer stuff.
No, I'm not really familiar. I just got Quake 2, and for the custom multiplayer maps, I know I went on tastyspleen.net to their download section, and that's where I located the maps to put on the custom multiplayer maps. Single player levels, I'm not for sure yet.
Well, this is a call out to all the listeners for the QuakeCast. If you know of a resource, please don't be shy and share it with us in the comments or on Discord, because we kind of want to get the word out there. We got to grow this stuff. It's really exciting times for all the different communities.
On that subject, as someone coming in who's only played, you know, mostly AAA titles on console, coming back to these communities probably 20 years late to the party, you could say, I just find it amazing how much activity and interest there still is, and these source ports to the people who make this stuff, It's amazing. And I guess thank you for the work on this stuff. That way we're not trying to run this in DOSBox. Not that there's anything wrong with DOSBox, but man, I just love like GZ Doom and FTEQW and NQuake, EasyQuake, and Q2 Pro, IO Quake 3. This stuff is just amazing to me.
Agreed.
Yeah, the contemporary tools that people come out with the, you know, the source engines and all that is just like insane to me. Like, I love that in the Quake community, you know, there's several different ones to pick from. And the fact that there's so many that people like can actually argue with each other about which one they like best. I think that's great. In my experience with GZ Doom, I gotta agree. It's such a great asset for the community to use for loading up maps and doing everything else too.
Oh yeah, I'm in love with it right now. I went back and replayed the Ultimate Doom on a GZ Doom, and I'm planning on replaying through Doom 2 again on it. And I like how you can literally, it has a lot of options. But if you just take the time when you first load in and just go through all the options and set it up, you can make it how you want it. I mean, just playing like single player, I like that classic HUD with the silver bar that shows your ammo and Doom guy's face. And but for multiplayer, I like to take that away and just have a little thing at the bottom left corner with my ammo and my health. And so I love all that customization.
Yeah, just keep in mind, if you ever plan on streaming, don't ever turn on texture filtering, because people will give you an endless amount of crap for that.
Well, I got a technical question. Can you play single player with Zandronum as only a multiplayer?
No, you can do single player.
Right,
as well.
Cool. Yeah, because I've never tried it. Because I was like, multiplayer, nah. But now now you got me all fired up. And we're like, okay, we got Sunday night Doom. Got Wednesday night. Well, I guess there's a Wednesday night too. But yeah, dude, I'm in. I'm back in multiplayer land.
So like, Wednesday night is Doom. Tuesday and Thursday, we typically do Quake World. Saturday, we do a Quake World tournament and a Quake 3 tournament. And then Quake 3 Sundays, the last few weeks have been defrag. So Johnny is big into Quake 3, and we recently added Alcatraz to our staff, and who is an amazing Quake 3 player. He's been teaching me some stuff in duels, but if you ever duel Alcatraz, it's not this guy is nasty. But he's been teaching me a lot of things, and we don't have our own Quake 3 servers. When I started playing Quake 3, I found the Artifacts Quake community, and they are an amazing laid-back Quake 3 community that we have kind of partnered with, and we are playing Quake 3 on their servers, and they do a really good job. But Sundays has been mostly defrag on their servers. So we're doing like defrag and then freeze, capture the flag. The capture the flag events on Quake 3 seem to catch a lot of attention. Our capture the flag events in Quake World haven't really got much attention, which is unfortunate because I love CTF, but we might end up taking that CTF server and turning it into something else, because I know there's like a mod you can install where people can actually vote and change the server on the fly from FFA to Team Deathmatch or CTF and all these different things, which is pretty incredible as well.
Yeah, giving players the choice is good, and you kind of make a good home base for some of the people that like different things, and just having another option, like even if you wanted to like a practice server, that would be cool, you know. Can consider it that. One thing I will say, if this is not on your radar, and I'm sure it's come up, now Quake Rocket Arena's been released for, I believe, all the Quakes basically, but I gotta say, if you haven't played Rocket Arena, it is so fun. It is so awesome. I'm not really experienced with Quake 2, but Quake 1 Rocket Arena, when it came out, I was all over that. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but basically there's a lobby system where you're kind of a spectator, sometimes physically in rooms looking down on the arena. And basically you kind of log in and you get a queue in line, and whoever wins stays in the arena, and the next player goes in after I believe it's like 10, maybe 20. I guess you can set the frag limit to whatever you want, but God, those were the days, man, because I like dual, you know, I enjoy dual gameplay. Free for all is fun, and it's great to kind of, I see it as a warm up thing. And then I want to get on to either a duel or a, you know, objective based thing like CTF, but Rocket Arena, maybe I'll start doing some research for you. Cause even if it was just an event, cause people may not like it, you know, they may not, it's kind of an acquired taste, but some of the maps are amazing.
Yes. Send me that info for sure. I'm not familiar with Rocket Arena, but you're not the first person I've heard talk about Rocket Arena. And I'm going to have to look it up because the name sounds amazing to me.
Well, what happened was, you know, when Quake came out, you know, multiplayer really became the dominant, for me anyway. And I know for the community, obviously QuakeCon, because you go to QuakeCon back then, they weren't talking about single player a whole lot. It was all multiplayer. And I'm sure that's kind of basically how it still is because it's a giant LAN party. So kind of Rocket Arena, I don't know the exact history of it, but it was one of the more polished mods that had come out, and it kind of came out late in the game, basically, because I believe, again, I don't know the history, but I know that it was ported over to Quake 2 very rapidly, or maybe in unison with the Quake 1 version. And I'm pretty sure there's a Quake 3 version, but you know, maybe different teams worked on it and they kind of glommed the name. But when you say you haven't heard of Rocket Arena, it's like someone saying, I've never heard of the Beatles. For someone, I could be wrong. RC, do you remember Rocket Arena at all?
What?
No, because you're like 15 years my junior anyway. You wouldn't know. But back in the day,
I know Rocket Arena. Get out of here.
Okay, sorry, buddy. All right.
And that's part of me probably just being so new to the Quake 1 scene.
I love that. I can corrupt you. You're like you know, the Emperor and the star in Star Wars. Come to the dark side.
Yeah, shoot.
Yeah, be careful, Moose. Dump Truck will definitely do some dark things with you. That's for sure.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be funny, but it's just not working.
Take it from me. It scares the shit out of me every week. So we talked a lot about Quake, Moose, but I don't know if you want to talk about this on the show. You let us know if you're okay with it. But Dump Truck says that you have a pretty interesting job, and I'd like to hear more about that.
Yeah, we can talk about it. I won't. So I work offshore on an oil platform. So it has its pros and its cons. So the way it works is I go offshore for 2 weeks and work for 2 weeks straight, and then I come home for 2 weeks straight, and I don't have to work at all.
Wow.
And
wow.
So the 2 weeks at home, that's really nice. That gives me a lot of time where to play games and stuff. I guess the downside is having, you know, I got to leave my wife and my parents for 2 weeks. And
right.
Definitely, I can't give thanks to my wife enough. It takes a special woman, really, to deal with that kind of lifestyle, and she handles it really well.
That's got to be awesome. Really tough. That's got to be real yeah. tough.
I mean, awesome in that she's understanding, but yeah, that's got to be tough.
I don't have kids yet. I know a lot of the guys I work with do, and they tell me that really makes it challenging when you have kids. But kind of where I'm from South Mississippi, so there's not a whole lot of industry, and really, unless you go to college for a really long time to do like be a doctor or a lawyer, or unless you want to move out of state, you kind of left with, you know, you can cut down pine trees and log, or you can go into the oil field. And fortunate enough, the oil field, I mean, the drawbacks of being gone, but it does pay some good wages. So, the company I work for, I ain't gonna mention the name, but they're a really good company. I give some really good benefits. So it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, that's cool. With everything, there's a trade-off with everything. But yeah, it is definitely a lifestyle that you got to acclimate to. But good for you, man. That's great. I mean, when you had said that in the thing, I'm like, whoa, I don't think I've ever met anybody who worked on oil rig. You know,
yeah,
offshore,
that's really
especially,
interesting.
You know? my uncle's an oil man, but yeah, he's...
Yeah, snake oil. Don't buy anything from him.
Exactly.
No, do you get on the rig there, Moose? Do you get Wi-Fi? Do you get a chance to play Quake on a laptop out there? How does that work?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, the place that I work, we're 180 miles south of New Orleans, so we're way out there. The facility actually floats. It's just anchored to the seafloor. It's 7,000 foot water depth.
Wow.
So they actually have fiber ran out there, and
oh wow.
Yeah, I actually, so the first week out, I work nights, so that makes it difficult. But the second week, when I roll over to day shift, when I knock off in the evenings, I can hook up to the Wi-Fi and play some Quake. And
you probably get better pings on the European servers out there.
You're closer.
It's not, I think, I get like 100 and... Because I only play on the EU servers when I'm out there, because I don't usually play a whole lot in the morning times when I'm home.
Oh, okay.
But I know out there, like working night shifts, I get like 120 ping to that server in Germany, I believe. So it's not too bad.
That's cool. I'm glad you have a distraction out there, though. That's got to be a pretty crazy 2 weeks.
Yeah. The first week's not too bad. When you hit that last Saturday, right before you come home, that's when it seems like the day is just turned into an eternity.
Mm.
But when I first started, it was kind of awesome. You know, like being 19 years old and you're like, oh, I get to fly in helicopters and all this, you know, now I'm like, man, it's like
home.
A complete 180 now that I've been doing it for a year. It's like, man, I sure hope this thing doesn't crash on my way home.
Oh man. Are you a good swimmer?
Yeah. Yeah.
You better be.
And that's actually another neat part of the job is you actually have to go to a training class where you get in this little shell of a helicopter and they slam you down in this pool and flip you upside down and you have to knock out a window that pops out and swim out of this simulation helicopter.
Oh man.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Which that was awesome when I was 19 too, and not so much anymore.
Oh man.
That's, are they going to re-up that test? They're going to pop that on you next year or something like that? Okay, you got to redo your helicopter test.
It's every 4 years.
Okay. Wow, that's nuts. That's cool, though. It's interesting because it's like, I like Dump Truck was saying, I don't know anybody else in my life that does that for a living, so it's really interesting to hear about.
Yeah, and surprisingly... It's a wide variety. There's people all over the country that work out there. Like a lot of the people that work in the roles of like the Marine Department, which they keep an eye on making sure, you know, stability of the platform. They all come. A lot of them are from like Maine and the Northeast and stuff up there. Because talking to them, the shipping industry is a big thing there, and got people, you know, from really all over the country. And a lot of them they'll fly down and they'll go work there 2 weeks and then they'll come back and fly home.
That's wild. Well, cool. Was there anything else you wanted to pimp or talk about or inquire?
I guess for a second, I'd like to just kind of talk about future projects that we're kind of working on right now.
Yeah, please do.
So when I first started playing Quake World, it was in Quake. And let me see, how did I find in? So in Quake is just a package that incorporates Easy Quake into it. It has like some updated visuals and kind of comes prepackaged right out of the box. And you don't have a lot of setup to do. It's pretty awesome. When I first started playing it, I was like, oh, man, I really wanted to play Quake with, you know, old school visuals. And the in Quake has the updated visuals. But come to find out, you can get just basic Easy Quake and it has a lot of the older looks, but I found in Quake because I saw on John Romero's Twitter, he made a post saying they were using in Quake Easy Quake at his office. And then I Googled it and found it, but I'm really, really happy with that client. all the customizations, how fast you can get the frames running, and it's just a really smooth multiplayer client. And something that I've heard about that I just started messing with is the FTE stuff. And man, FTE is really cool. Haven't played with it a lot yet. One of the things that kind of stood out to me as soon as I loaded it up was the option of all the graphical options. I mean, you can choose to make, you can make it look, if you want it to look like Windquake and play Quake World, you can. And I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, it is really cool. With the banding, like the texture banding and everything on the walls, it's pretty wild.
But the main thing FTE-wise I've been experimenting with lately is FTE server. Because it's, I don't know how he done it. I don't know a whole lot about programming. I just started learning how to run servers. So I'm kind of in the infancy stage of, I've learned a lot, like such as bat files and playing a little bit in command prompt. Like a few weeks ago when I loaded up like GL Quake, and it was like, if you want to change your resolution, you have to put -2560-1440 in the command line. I'm like, what is the command line? I didn't even know what that was.
You're definitely showing your cards as a console player. Right there. Yeah.
What is this command line? How come I can't just go in the options and pick what I want?
Exactly. That's the way it should be, these damn programmers.
Yeah. So the FTE server is pretty incredible because you can make a server, and people that play NetQuake and people that play Quake World can jump in the same server and play together. And that's one thing I've noticed about the Quake community that I haven't. It's just kind of a thing that it is what it is. But I wish kind of wasn't that way. Was the split between people who NetQuake multiplayer and use Quake World? Quake World's obviously the most popular and has the most players, but me and a few other guys I'm in a group with right now are really experimenting, trying to smooth this out and trying to get a server up where it doesn't matter if you prefer NetQuake or if you prefer Quake World, you can jump in the server and hopefully if we get everything smoothed out, be able to battle each other. But it's turned out to be a little complex.
Well, have you been in touch with Spike? Because he's on the Quake Mapping Discord, and I know he's on Quake World. So feel free to reach out. He's really accessible, and he'll help you out, I'm sure.
Yeah, I actually have messaged him a little bit, and he has been very good about getting back to me fairly quickly with some questions that I had. And there's another guy whose name is Echo. And he's a modder mapper, and he's really been helpful to me as well because he knows a little bit about FTE, and I think he knows Spike pretty well. And he showed me a way. I can't tell you how to do it now, but I loaded up the client and I typed something, and it like logged all of the CVARs for FTE in a text document that I saved. So that was really helpful.
I think it was probably con dump. CONDUMP, I think that's the command, I think. Anyway, sorry.
So we're trying to work that. Hopefully, we can get that going. And also, we did a poll recently where I asked how would people like to play mods. And looking at it right now, we had 29 people said yes. So actually, right now, I have the first mod server we have up is Airquake, which is a really old mod. And you can battle each other in jets and in tanks, and it's pretty neat.
I remember that. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I never got a chance to play it online because I think it was released as a mod, and I could never actually find servers running it. But I remember loading it up and being like, oh, this is cool. You can play as a plane.
Yeah, I really think it's a really neat thing. The only drawback is experimenting with it on the FTE server, which is not... It's just so old, the mod is, you know, the FTE server, it would run it, but it wasn't, the planes, when you would connect client side, no matter really what client you used, they were a little jerky. So what I ended up doing is I'm actually running it on a Windquake server, believe it or not. And it,
oh, wow.
So,
Isn't that crazy? It still works after all these years. It just works. So yeah. Nuts.
I uploaded the WinQuake executable to the VPS that I'm using and made a bat file with the command line parameters, and it boots right up.
Wow.
And Quake Rally is another one. I don't know if you guys have heard of Quake Rally.
But yep, I remember that.
Quake Rally was big back in the day. It was pretty big.
Look for that here in the next week or so. We're trying to work that on as well.
It's a bit painful, but it is fun. But it is fun.
Yeah.
But I tell you what would, because that sounds great, and I would love to jump over there and try out Quake Rally again because it's been so long. But I'll tell you what would bring me over for sure. There was an old mod called Q-Ball, I think it was called, on Quake 1. And it was basically where the quad would become a ball, and everybody on one team would protect the person who had the ball. All they could carry was an axe at that moment.
Yeah.
But as soon as you kill that guy, someone could pick it up, and then they would take it. And it was a team-based scorekeeping game, which was a ton of fun. But if you guys put that up, I'm in.
Yeah, I just wrote that down because that sounds pretty fun.
I vaguely remember that, RC. And I know there was, I believe there's Q Soccer for Quake 3, which was really silly. Yeah. That was really goofy. It was fun, though. Yep. We played the hell out of it. Kind of the precursor to, what's that racing game that's so huge on Steam?
Rocket League?
Yeah, Rocket League. Yeah, it was very much like that, the Quake 3 version anyway. But Q Ball sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right. Well, you got two new fans, man. This is great.
Yeah, totally. I'll be jumping in to join for sure because this sounds awesome.
Yeah. I can't tell you guys enough how excited I am to be on the show. And thanks for inviting me on here. And I guess the last thing I want to say is to my admin and staff, SysCon, Messiah, Johnny Lou, DJ FM, Alcatraz, thank you guys so much for all that you do for this community. I had an idea, but if it wasn't for you guys, it would not be where it is now. All I did was have an idea. You guys have turned it into what it's becoming. Thank you guys so much.
This is RC. Thanks for listening to the Quakecast. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/watchGGRC.
And I'm Dump Truck. You can find me on YouTube. Just search for DumpTruck_DS.
By the way, Dump Truck, did you know that I'm bad?
You're nationwide.
I'm nationwide.
I couldn't remember the ditty. Couldn't remember the ditty. It just has guitars in it. I know that. And beards.
That little ditty.